The 2016 Community Health Needs Assessment for McLennan County was released today and shows six areas of concern. According to the assessment, mental health services are the leading health priority for the county. That's followed by chronic illness, obesity, access to care, prenatal care, and tobacco use. City Councilman John Kennard is a chairman with the Waco-McLennan County Public Health District.
The results are intended to stimulate discussion, as well as lead to the planning and implementation of projects to address the health needs identified through three main themes: access and affordability to care, wellness and prevention, and health concerns and risks.
In the 2013 assessment, mental health didn't register as a top priority, but the 2016 assessment made it a point to ask more questions on mental health than in previous years, says Kaylor Stone, senior epidemiologist at the Waco-McLennan County Health District.
We knew that it was a problem, but we didn't know to what magnitude it was a problem. And so with this assessment, we were able to really kind of look at that. And what we found was it's a problem, and it's a problem all over the county. It's a problem across all racial, ethnic groups. I mean, it's an issue.
Similar to years past, obesity remains a top concern in the area, with nearly 29% of the county considered to be obese. Furthermore, women's health remains a persistent issue. The assessment found that access to women's health care has been a historical challenge due to limited resources in the community. Stone says there are a considerable number of women who don't have access to well women exams, an annual preventative screening of breast and gynecological diseases. And while access to health care has gotten better, Stone says it's still a problem.
Even with the new Affordable Care Act, there's still a significant number of folks in our community that don't have health insurance still, or if they do, they're still having significant difficulties in getting to a health care provider.
The 2016 assessment found that the population purchasing insurance through the health insurance exchange marketplace is expected to increase 44% by 2020. But this will have little effect since the total number of those receiving employer-sponsored coverage is expected to decrease by a similar number. There's more news online at kwbu.org.